So, how would you define research-based learning? People say it's this, some people say it's that. What is it for you?
Well, this is where definition is very important, this word research. Let me try to explain this point, which to my mind is quite a fundamental point. One can use the word research as in the following sentence: I am researching this essay, which means that I am doing the reading, I am looking for materials to read, I am working up the material and putting it together in an essay, which is perfectly viable to say, I am researching my essay. And that is what I did as an undergraduate in the late 1960s, and which undergraduates in the social sciences have done from time immemorial and have researched their essays. So that's one meaning, and clearly that is, in my view, an important student activity. There's a second meaning of research. I'm conducting research in lecturers' attitudes and students' research. This means I'm trying to develop new knowledge and trying to discover new information, new ways of thinking about things. This is, if you like, the university definition of research, where it's new empirical material, new ways of measuring things, new ways of conceptualizing things. Now, it seems to me that the idea of undergraduate research is aspiring towards the latter, i.e., knowledge, but that is a foolish aspiration. It's extremely unlikely that undergraduates will generate new knowledge of any significance whatsoever. However, in undertaking their activities, they will research, for their own purposes, existing knowledge, and that is a very important activity. Now, it seems to me that there is a third possibility. Not so much that undergraduates should aspire to new knowledge, like a PhD thesis, but that undergraduates should be facilitated and encouraged and steered in new terms of a kind of intellectual adventure, where the emphasis should be more student-led rather than lecture-led. And I have some sympathy with that, but I don't think that's what research-led teaching actually is.